Emperor. Some people talk about Bhagavat and Shiksha Parampara. These people have the idea of Bhagavat and Shiksha Parampara. They say great personalities like Shukadeva or Narada did not receive Diksha. It was only Shiksha. And the Bhagavatam was transmitted through Shiksha only. They claim without this Bhagavat Parampara, we would not even have Srimad Bhagavatam. Can you clarify? First of all, what's the difference between Bhagavat and Shiksha Parampara? Do you think that in Diksha there's no Shiksha? Diksha simply means beginning of Shiksha. Diksha is translated as initiation. Initiation of what? Of Shiksha. Diksha is only given for the purpose of giving Shiksha. These two go together. If you read Nectar of Devotion, Bhakti Rasmita Jacinda, Rupa Goswami describes the steps of bhakti. First, Guru Padashraya Tasmat Krishna Dikshadi Shikshanam. So bhakti begins with surrendering at the feet of a living guru. And then you take Diksha, then you receive Shiksha. So these are the first three limbs of bhakti. Guru Padashraya, Diksha, and Shiksha. Diksha is followed by Shiksha. Parampara is like a pipeline through which knowledge flows from its source. The guru is the present representative of the parampara, which includes all the previous acharyas. The word parampara means the conduit or the medium through which knowledge is passed from guru to disciple. In the same way, the guru represents the teachings coming from the founder of Sampradaya through an unbroken chain of guru and disciples. We understand the teaching of the previous acharyas through our guru. The function of the present guru is to impart the teachings of the previous acharyas. The guru is the carrier of that knowledge. First, one has to understand the basic teachings of one's parampara, of one's guru. The guru is like the key that opens the doors to the teachings of the parampara. When we study shastra without the guidance of a genuine teacher, we are bound to interpret it according to our material concepts and thus derive a wrong understanding. Our understanding will be based on our material mind and intelligence and our conditioning and our previous material samskaras. So in Gita, chapter 4, verse 34, Krishna says, Tavadi pranipatena pariprasena sevya vidakshanti te jnanam jnana sapadarshana. One should learn the truth by approaching a qualified teacher to attain knowledge. When Prahlad Maharaj says in the seventh canto of Bhagavatam, seventh canto, chapter 5, verse 32, one's awareness and understanding of will only turn towards Krishna by the grace of a great devotee of Krishna. Jai Jai Shri Radhe. Pra Guru Parampara Ki Jai. Vaishnava Parampara Ki Jai.